NamNab is a podcast that deals with the grisly details of a variety of topics, including true crime cases, government cover-ups, conspiracies, and the paranormal. This content is not suitable for everyone. Viewer discretion is advised.
She was murdered.
We'll title this tape Planet Earth About to Be Recycled. Your only chance to evacuate is to leave with us. Planet Earth About to Be Recycled. Your only chance to survive or evacuate is to leave with us.
What's up, my dudes?
Welcome back.
This is Not a Monster, Not a Boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
I'm Lex.
And today I have a weird story for you. I feel like it's been a while since we've done a cult.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was the last cult? I can't even remember.
I can't even remember either.
Oh, the suicide one?
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
Was the Church of Euthanasia? That long?
No, that was even before. I thought we did another one.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like that's the last one.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, and I feel like I've been doing a lot of murders, so I picked something else.
With still murder in it?
Yeah, kind of. It's weird.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I know what you're talking about, so I'm...
I know.
You're being the devil's advocate.
Okay. I'll ask you then, Les, because you don't know what I'm talking about today.
I don't think so.
I'm the spoil sport.
When you think about the most famous cult in American history, what do you typically think of?
Well, usually fucking Jonestown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Right off the bat.
That usually. You know,
it's just so big.
It's huge.
Death toll was so large.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's usually the answer.
It got a lot of media coverage.
Then I think Manson.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And some nastier ones that I hate to think about.
Yeah.
Like,
what is that one called? Heaven's Fence or whatever?
Hey, that's what we're talking about today.
I tried to, no. This was, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, it's weird.
Damn.
I think I did it justice. I literally did this, like, this morning.
As I was walking in to record today. Yeah.
Because I had a different case, but I'll do it eventually. But anyway, we're going to be discussing Heaven's Gate.
Ew.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
So I'll give you a little content warning. We got undertones of homophobia and suicide in this case. Suicide,
maybe
actually.
This isn't the one I'm thinking of then. Because the one I was thinking of was like riddled with child sex abuse.
Oh, no, that's Children of God, and we will not talk about that. We straight up can't do it.
That's what I was thinking of, and that's the next one that comes. Anyway, thank God it's not that one.
Yeah, it's not that one.
Les was like, what the fuck are you about?
I know, I was like, what?
I don't know if I can sign off on that one. It's just so gross. Like, everything I've seen.
Yeah,
we don't need to.
We have a very firm rule here, and that's one of them.
Yeah, that one is off the list.
Yeah. But lots of other great podcasts have done it and done it well, so, yeah. Anyway, before I can even dive into Heaven's Gate, I actually have to talk to you about the founder, Marshall Applewhite. This guy. All right, this guy. What? Interesting. All right, he was born in Texas in 1931, and he was born into a super religious family because his father was a Presbyterian minister.
Okay.
He had two other siblings. And this religious streak would actually stick with him through his adult life. Mm-hmm. And by 1952, he had completed his bachelor's degree in philosophy and went on to seminary school. Like, he was, like, just gonna do the same thing, pretty much.
Yeah.
Shortly into his time there, he decided to leave and pursue a career in music instead, which, kind of weird, just...
They always do that.
Yeah. Yeah, something attention-grabbing, right?
He was gonna make Jesus songs.
Honestly, that's exactly what he wanted to do. Is like, he liked gospel music.
Yeah.
By this point, he had a wife named Anne, and he would go on to have two children. And in 1954, Applewhite was drafted into the military. After 2 years in the military, He left to earn a master's in music from the University of Colorado. There's a couple Colorado ties in this one.
So he was living here for a period of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In an attempt to advance his musical career, he actually moved to New York after getting his bachelor's degree, but he didn't really have any luck as a musician out there.
Yeah.
And he soon left for Alabama to teach at the University of Alabama. So he was like on a good path, good jobs.
He sounds like just like every person right now. Like there's not that many weird things in this case so far that like, I'm pretty sure we have a professor that's gone through exactly this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's about to get weird. So at the University of Alabama, he actually lost his job for advancing a sexual relationship with a male student. So thinking about the time frame, this is like not the greatest time to be gay and out.
Yeah.
We're talking the 50s, 60s, so it's a scary time to be out and queer.
Definitely.
Due to this, like, this time period and his upbringing, it's commonly believed that he was gay and struggled to grapple with his identity, which will actually come up more later and we can talk about a little bit in a strange way. This triggered a separation in Applewhite's marriage and eventually a divorce. After losing his position at the university, he moved to another position at another university. University of St. Thomas in Texas.
Yeah. See? Okay, you... But that's a...
This is before, like, Title IX and shit,
though,
too. I was
going to say, that's a big issue, ethically.
Yeah.
For, like, another school to be, like...
References, right?
Yeah. Exactly. No, and I think part of it, too, is they...
Fucking wild.
They wanted to hide it, right?
Yeah.
Gross.
I think that's the other part of it. Here, he actually began to make a name for himself, both as a professor and a local performer. So he was, like, again, trying to do good things. But before long, that would fade. While it's said that Applewhite was openly gay while working at the University of St. Thomas, he pursued a relationship with a woman. Her family was insistent on marriage and children, adding pressure to already mounting tension around his identity. And in 1970, he decided to resign from his position. When he did, he said he was struggling with depression and emotional problems. And colleagues of him said that near the end of his time at the university, he was, quote, often mentally jumbled and disorganized. While mental health concerns were an issue, some believe that the reason for his resignation was another sexual relationship with a male student.
Man, this is just weird. Like, right now, this is just weird.
Which is like, man, that shit pisses me off so much. It's that really power
unethical.
Dynamic makes me so angry.
It's very unethical.
Yeah.
They're adults, not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and on top of that, like, there's just an inherent power. I don't care if they're fucking college students. Like,
there is.
It's weird.
It's always that way. It doesn't matter what the consent is, or even if it's an older student.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in 1971, Applewhite helped run a deli in New Mexico, which he was actually pretty good at. But unfortunately, this wouldn't last. That same year, his father passed, and it sent him spiraling into a deep depression that eventually led to, like, mounting debt. Like, pretty much lost it.
So the bad depression.
Yeah. In 1972, he met a woman by the name of Bonnie Nettles. I'll tell you a little bit about her background, too. She was born into a religious family in Texas as well. But unlike Applewhite, she didn't remain religious into adulthood. She became a nurse and married Joseph Nettles, starting a family of four children with him. The marriage seemed fine until Nettles began getting entrenched in religious studies. She would do seances to contact the dead, believe St. Francis had been communicating with her and providing her instructions, and she was seeing fortune tellers, which, like, two of those things I have no problem with. Mm-hmm. One of these fortune tellers told her that she'd soon meet a, quote, tall, mysterious man with a fair complexion and light hair. Marshall Applewhite fit this description.
Weird.
Applewhite and Nettles became fast friends while Applewhite was visiting a friend in the hospital. When writing about it later, he stated that he believed they had met one another in a past life, and that's why they were such fast friends now. Nettles agreed, going as far to say as their meeting was predetermined by aliens. We're about to get really weird, you guys.
Okay. You lost me at aliens.
Actually, you got me now.
Les is like, hold up.
Aliens.
I want to know.
Yeah, there's a lot of alien stuff happening here. Yeah. You're going to like this. It's weird. I lost my spot. Sorry. Due to this, Applewhite now believed that he had been given, quote, a divine assignment.
Oh my fucking God.
Applewhite and Nettles began to study the New Testament, as well as other works regarding the life of St. Francis, and other works that discuss theology, science fiction, astrology, and I don't know how to pronounce this word, so I'm not going to pretend like I do, but it's essentially when you choose a lifestyle that is, like, absent of, like, pleasure, sex, you know, whatever, in order to pursue spiritual goals, like monks do.
Yeah. It's not abstinence, it's, like, a lot more something else severe. Or like
I have
severe,
the word
like
written down, I just don't know how to pronounce it. There's like a word for the study of it. Oh. Yeah. But yeah, it's essentially like the absence of any sensual pleasure in life is what it boils down to.
Wow, that super sucks.
Just 3 months into their friend Les is like, no thanks.
I feel like the opposite. I feel like sex was actually is more closer to that kind of thing.
Yeah, like divinity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of it goes either way. It's one extreme or the other, I feel like, with a lot of people. Well, and this is what I'm talking about, where like the gay thing will come up multiple times, because this seems like a lot of repression of that identity, and that's where a lot of this is stemming from. That is just my theory, but that has also been what sociologists who have studied this kind of agree, is that like it's kind of mentally ill, and part of this is like a repression of that identity. So
that makes a lot of sense.
I feel like it's pretty apparent.
Yeah,
right. Well, and when we get near the end, you're gonna be like, yep, that's very fucking clear. Just 3 months into their friendship, Nettles and Applewhite were ready to share their theories with the world. These beliefs included that Applewhite was the second coming of Jesus.
Oh my God. Bingo. It's always this. Okay, here's the red fucking bell that is cult. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mentality.
Mm-hmm. That they had been given, quote, higher level minds than others, and that's why they had been sent by God.
Higher level minds.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
During this time, Applewhite moved in with Nettles, and they both cut off contact with their families. Bingo, too.
They're doing it all themselves.
Yeah, no one else is even part of this yet.
No. It's just them, and they're like, we are the cult. We are the entire cult.
God, I can't wait to hear how many people get a part of it.
It's honestly not that many.
Really?
But we'll get there. Once they had their beliefs set, they simply just needed people who would listen. During this time, Applewhite began to get into legal trouble. In August 1974, he was arrested for failing to return a rental car. His explanation was that he was divinely authorized to keep the car. Whatever the fuck that means.
I don't
manifest
understand.
Honestly.
It's the same mentality shit. All the time. God damn it. They're like, well, because I'm godly.
Yeah, oh exactly. God. This actually ended up with him getting a 6-month stint in jail. And during this time, his faith seemed to change a little bit. He stopped studying the occult and spent a lot more time on aliens and evolution.
Mm. Okay.
Hmm. Interesting. I love to hear where this is going.
Upon Applewhite's release, they began recruiting a group called, quote, the Crew.
The Crew.
Creative.
Crew. With a C.
Yeah.
Okay. I was
yeah, no K.
No.
No K.
They weren't cool enough for that yet.
No. They held meetings and posted flyers. At these meetings, the pair told attendees that they were aliens sent here to experiment on them and take them back to their planet called the Next Level.
Who are these attendees that are just like get handed the flyer like, well, maybe I'll go to this discussion.
Yeah, they were probably like, oh, free food?
Sure. We are aliens.
And like your planet's called Next Level. That's fucking lame.
Be creative.
Yeah.
Come on.
Next Level.
Like what?
It's like they're trying so hard to be cool.
Right. Right. It's like really trying to convince you they're aliens. Like really though, we're aliens. At these meetings, they continued to share their beliefs. The weirdest belief, Nettles and Applewhite were the two witnesses discussed in the Book of Revelations, and they had traveled around to churches and other religious places to tell people this. This gained them their reputation as, quote, the UFO 2.
What the fuck?
But That's awesome.
Part of this belief meant that they believed they had to die for the world to be, quote, restored. And all those who followed belief would essentially, like, fly away in a spaceship and just go to heaven.
I'm just realizing that they are writing their own self-insert fic into the Bible.
Straight up! It's just a Bible fanfic with aliens.
They self-inserted OCs of themselves as the witnesses.
Do you just rent a spaceship? Who's gonna pick us up? When? Where? Do I die for the spaceship?
You gotta count on the aliens to pick us up, man.
You just send them some waves.
Get me to next level.
Just come by an SUV and tell the kids to hop in.
Yeah. It's like, is Jesus still mixed into this next level shit?
Yes.
So basically, in his eyes, Jesus is an alien?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. I got you. I'm Ethan. These meetings began drawing attention, with one meeting in 1975 having 80 people in attendance.
Yikes.
In the beginning, the name was Anonymous Sexaholics Celibate Church.
Were they sexaholics?
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what?
Did you just get roped into this fucking nonsense?
Oh, I mean, they might have been trying to convince people using, like, a false thing.
Pretense.
Yeah, exactly.
They were like, alcoholics,
sex
anonymous.
Addicts go over there. They're like,
church.
Okay.
Like, people would think it's one thing.
Mm-hmm. But it soon became known as the Human Individual Metamorphosis. Or HIM, for short.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. I'm done. No, I can... No.
That's the end of the episode.
By this point, Applewhite would be a believer in the ancient alien theory.
Aliens.
Aliens. He truly believed that UFOs made contact during prehistoric times and built...
Okay.
Large monuments. He also believed that aliens spoke to him through the TV during episodes of Star Trek.
Okay.
It's commonly believed amongst, like, people who have studied this case that he was suffering from schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, some of these things, man, I'm like, oof.
They make sense.
Yeah. Soon more and more followers began devoting themselves to Applewhite and Nettles. In 1975, the crew and founders met at a hotel after selling all of their things and being asked to say goodbye to their families.
Oh my God.
I don't know about that.
The media reported this as a mass disappearance, and it was on, like, fucking, like, prime time, like, 100 people are missing after doing all of this.
Which state was this again?
I think at this time they were in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Also, I don't know if you mentioned that or you're going to. How long this cult actually was going for in total.
Oh, this isn't the end. I know you guys think that we're at that part. That's not where we're at.
No.
Yeah.
We're not. We don't think it's at that
point. Okay. Like, we're not there yet.
It's like, y'all, this happened over a really long time.
Like, almost
period.
30 years. This cult was active for almost 30 years.
We didn't know that. And, like, she told me earlier, and I was like, what do you mean? It's been here fucking forever.
Right.
Whoa.
So, Applewhite wanted to move his organization underground.
Oh my God.
But when he realized that wasn't possible, because how the fuck would you do that?
What are you going to do? You want to contact the aliens for help underground too?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, can you guys come help me?
The mole people.
Demolish
with them.
Demolish this? Yeah, right. He's like, there got to be some underground aliens that can help us out right now. We're their fucking alien brethren.
I mean, he could have been trying to do, like, I think it was Manson where they fucking.
Oh, yeah. Dug a hole in the desert or whatever.
Well, there's like caves and they would like sleep in there and they're like sub-levels and they were talking about the fact that like if you were more devout you slept on the higher levels or whatever.
Yeah.
If anyone fucking ever tried to get me into a fucking cave, I'd be so pissed. Anyway.
He led over 100 followers across the U.S. They begged for food, slept in tents, and authorities began to worry about what seemed to be an over 100 person disappearance.
It was a disappearance. You know where they are. They're just
Fucking being weird across the country. Just leave them alone.
They're Americans. They can do what they want. They want to start a cult, they can start a cult.
Honestly, that's how it is here. Let's be honest.
All right. Through his writings, we'd be able to see some of his ideas. He believed himself to be the second coming of Jesus, which I think I said already.
Of course.
That his body had been inhabited by the same alien spirit that had belonged to Jesus back in the day.
What? What?
Okay, so when? Jesus was an alien. He was just like a skinwalker alien that was like, this is mine now.
Really creepy.
Yeah. Like the roach in Men in Black.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Sugar water. You know how sometimes you sit next to someone who is like having an episode and you start to like think like, are you making sense? Because that's really creepy. Also, what even gave him that foundation? Like, does he talk about this spirit inhabiting his body?
Okay. This man rambles. Oh, all right. Okay. There are like videos and you can find the videos.
Him? Oh my God.
And I'll actually play this one for you now about the Jesus thing so you guys can hear like what he
Thank
actually
you. I'm
believed
curious
about
as
himself.
Fuck. What the fuck?
I will
I'm just like, there's no logic.
No. I'm gonna pull it up on YouTube, you'll hear it in your headphones.
Okay.
Now you say you keep saying us. Who do you think you are? Well, I, in all honesty, must acknowledge my father. My father is not a human father. My father is a member of the evolutionary level above human, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. My father gave me, long before this civilization, gave me birth into that kingdom level above human, that kingdom of heaven, that kingdom of God. Now you can say, well, I can't believe that. Well, it's up to you whether you believe that or not. That's not important to me, even though I wish that you could believe it for your sake. So the one or the mind that was in Jesus, what? That mind is in me?
I'd be really interested to watch a like speech analysis on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because just the way he's speaking to me is very interesting. The fact that it's not like he's pleading for you to believe him.
Right.
He's just like, that's just how it is. And like, it's up to you to decide if you believe that. And that's right. Like, that feels more genuine than anything.
Jim Jones did that too, though.
It's very interesting because I would love to see an analysis of this and like how that functions.
Yeah.
Because that's just, it's weird to me.
Very manipulative. What happens is that if you're lucky enough to find groups of people who are vulnerable to want some sort of direction,
yeah,
then they think in their heads that they're voluntarily believing in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was like even around then that would make them think that the world was going to end? Was there like some civil,
we'll get into that in a little bit, because this is like years before right. We even get to the part where they're like, oh, the world's gonna end,
really?
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and it's not even necessarily doomsday for them. Mm-hmm. It's more of like, look, like if you want to go where we're going, this is when it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You should come with us.
Yeah,
but not weird. Necessarily the world's gonna end. It's interesting. It's an interesting concept. Sorry, I'm digging through.
Fine. And these recordings were like for the TV?
Yeah, they'd be like tapes that you got as a member, like when you joined. Because similar to other cults, it was like, give up all your things. You no longer have contact with your family. Give up any piece of your autonomy, which we'll get into more later, of like they wore outfits that were exactly the same and they all had the same haircut, similar to like Synanon when we talked mm-hmm. about that. Kind of dehumanize people, right? They're less of an individual then. As the crew moved through the U.S., they tried to share Applewhite and Nettle's teachings in order to recruit. And as the 80s began, Heaven's Gate began discussing the cult of personalities theory to recruit. Do you guys understand what that is?
No.
Cult of personalities theory?
Yeah. I'm just going to read from Wikipedia because I didn't really know what this was either. But it's like an authoritarian thing. It's like narcissistic leadership. It's very, in my opinion, very similar to what's happening in the U.S. right now.
Yeah.
So definition here on Wikipedia is cult of personality arises when a country's regime, or more rarely an individual, uses the techniques of mass media, propaganda, the big lie, spectacle, the arts, patriotism, and government-organized demonstrations and rallies to create an idealistic, heroic, and worshipful image of the leader or country, often through questioning and unquestioning flattery and praise.
This is like a big hippie type thing. So that was a very popular thought process back then of like, fuck the patriarchy and fuck the system.
Right. And we're talking about like, you know, during the 70s, they were able to recruit a lot of people. And that was because of the new age, like hippie free love kind of mm-hmm. stuff that came from the 60s. Right. Which I think is interesting because get to see a lot of those like new agey people when like yoga started getting big in the US and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So. Oh God, I'm so sorry.
It's just interesting looking at this with the lens of like today being at 2020.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
tragedy would soon strike the group. In 1983, Bonnie Nettles was diagnosed with cancer, which caused her to lose an eye. At this time, Applewhite began calling Nettles the father and referring to her in, like, he-him pronouns in her final days because he believed her to be, like, the incarnation of God, essentially. Like, when you look at how this is all structured, they're, like, Nettles' ideas, and Applewhite is just the mouth of a lot of this stuff, which is really weird. And it changes after her death, like, significantly.
So is it, like, he truly believes everything she's saying, or, like, he just thinks it's, like, a good plan?
It feels almost like a folie à deux of, like, a fucking, it's a shared delusion.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
And I think even when I was reading through this, it was, like, Applewhite had faced a lot of rejection, obviously, and, like, he was so excited to have this platonic loving relationship with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talked about in that way. Like I said, I didn't do a ton of research on his life, so I can't say either way, but it seems like people who have done a ton of research on his life find similar things.
Yeah.
By 1985, it had consumed her liver and she passed away. Applewhite informed members that Nettles' body had given up, and he explained that it was time for her to move on to the next level as her work was done on Earth. After her death, Applewhite revised some of the pieces of the religion and began to explore the internet as a way to recruit. And we're talking about, like, the very beginning stages of the internet.
The 70s and that whole time was pretty brutal for Americans, too, though. Mm-hmm. Like, from the Vietnam War, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there but was just this, like, chaotic. And now in 85,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that makes more sense of how they recruited members.
Yeah, because it's, like, need something to believe in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people end up in that after war, right?
Spike in religion.
Yeah.
So now she's died.
Yeah, she's died. The structure of Heaven's Gate changed a lot during this time, and he became more controlling and called for more structure in order for followers to reach the next level. In 1995, Applewhite and seven other members opted for surgical castration to remove all sexual desire. Oh, Applewhite believed that that sexual desires were one of the biggest reasons that humans had not ascended to the next level. He explained,
that's repression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, that's repression.
Exactly.
Well, and was there any fact, like, proof before he got into all this that he was, like, interested in sex? Or was he also maybe asexual or a repulse?
Well,
or,
he
like,
was
repulsed by sex?
He had those affairs with the students.
Yeah, he had affairs. Were they sexual, though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah, no. They were both sexual affairs
okay.
with students.
So yeah, the straight up repression.
Yeah. Otherwise I would agree with you,
yeah.
But no, that's not what's happening here. He explained that next level creatures didn't have reproductive organs, so that this was never a problem for them, but Luciferian beings do. So you get to, you see that, like, a little bit of Christianity poking around in this like alien religion.
Weird.
Finally,
everyone else gets born from tubes. Only demons fuck.
Yeah. Only demons fuck. Finally,
new tattoo idea.
Seriously,
he made members cut their hair, like I said, and wear all the same clothes to minimize sexual attraction amongst members. That was like the entire purpose of it.
Yeah, further isolation.
Yeah. In 1996, awesome. Heaven's Gate rented a large, expensive home in California and took out alien abduction insurance. Did y'all know that was a thing?
What?
Alien abduction insurance.
What?
Yes. It protects you if your home is broken by an alien abduction, if you are victimized by an alien.
Why the fuck would that be a thing if that's not how fucking real, if that's a thing?
Like $1 million. We'll get what? There. It covered 50 members with a $1 million payout for each person. Like, so if everyone disappeared by aliens.
$50 million.
I'm just going to go sign hilarious. Up for insurance real quick.
Where the fuck is that insurance?
Apparently yeah. California.
Oh my God. Who do you of get course. That through? Allstate? Seems like something they would have.
Honestly. Can I get alien abduction insurance, please?
The operator, the what?
During this time, members found that the, like, comet, and the comet's called Halley-Bopp. I think it's, like, a version of, like, Halley's Comet, but they give it a second name mm-hmm. to differentiate years or something.
Yeah.
Was supposed to pass by Earth after being discovered by scientists around this time. Members believed that this comet could hold the secret to heaven, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. What were you gonna? How are you?
Secret to heaven.
I mean, it could be a lot of people have questions about like what heaven is like, or how to get there.
Thought it was the next level.
It's the next level is the thing. No, we'll get there. They kind of explain.
So like, try and get more people.
Applewhite began filming what's known as Dew's exit guide. He was called Dew by members.
Why?
He had a lot of weird names. So did Nettles. Like. She went by T as well, and they went by, like, one went by Guinea and the other went by Pig. I don't know. It's weird. I'm going to link this video in the description. You can find it on YouTube, but fuck, it's like an hour and a half long, and, like, man, it's just the ramblings of a madman. It's hard
He's
to watch.
He's really deep in his mental health at this point.
Yeah. And what I played earlier comes from the initiation tapes for the group. I'll link all of those. I only used stuff from the first one. This guide explained that mass suicide was the only way to exit the planet and get to the next level. The ship to take
you
members
just die?
Right. No, has to be suicide.
What?
The ship to take members to the next level was believed to be following the comet, which is why the comet was so important, and they had Whoa. To do it at the right time, otherwise they'd miss the spaceship. Gotta kill myself on time or I'm gonna miss my ride.
This is fucking terrifying. They just all have like those really clunky watches and where like all the beepers go off and they just drink the Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
Oh my God, these poor people. Mm-hmm. Like this man is just mentally ill. Yeah. He's not pulling this out of anywhere.
No. And like there have been a lot of comparisons made to the S word that we can't say on air. Religion wise. We were talking about
no
it earlier.
What you're talking about.
Yeah. Because, you know, around the same time, that was kind of starting up. Whoa. So,
I really don't want him squatting on my bed with his middle tooth.
You gave me that sleep paralysis demon and now I can't unsee
it. Oh my
it.
God.
It's fucking Tom Cruise hopping on your bed in the middle of the night kicking your ass.
He had coronavirus.
Oh no.
Wait, did you say Tom Cruise?
Yep.
Oh, never mind.
That's Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
out of 80-ish followers, Applewhite convinced 38 followers to join in his ritualistic suicide plan. One of the things required to participate was to film an exit video, like a farewell.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
That's really fucking weird.
They're all just like, goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Applewhite and 38 members dressed in all matching black outfits, new Nikes, and patches that went over the arm that said Heaven's Gate Away Team.
Oh my God.
All members were given $5.75, quarters for making phone calls, and $5 for fines for being unemployed for most of their time. I have no idea. I don't know.
What the fuck?
That is what I found about it. They added plastic bags to their heads after eating a combination of barbiturates in applesauce or pudding and a bottle of vodka. These members Ooh. Died over a period of 3 days, and they kind of went in waves because they were responsible for taking care of each other's bodies. So they were supposed to cover up the top half of the person with purple cloth after they had died, and this actually like followed all the way through until the last two people died. They were the only people found without that over them.
Damn.
Yeah. These members, like I said, died over a period of 3 days before the final deaths, including before Applewhite's death. BBC and former members of Heaven's Gate received packages with dues exit guide and farewell videos from the members, like received them in the mail. At this point, one of the recipients calls the authorities for a welfare check on the home, and authorities enter the home to find no one alive.
Holy shit. Jesus. How many people?
39 in total, so 38 Whoa. Members and Applewhite.
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
And their website is actually still active. It's not in the Wayback Machine. We were talking about this earlier. It's still an active website, and their, like, opening page, it, like, tells you that, you know, like, Heaven's Gate is already closed, pretty much. But I'll read you. I will end on the excerpt from the webpage. Whether Hale Bopp has a companion or it is or not is irrelevant from our perspective. However, its arrival is joyously very significant to us at Heaven's Gate. The joy is that our older member in the evolutionary level above human, the Kingdom of Heaven, has made it clear to us that the comet's approach is the, quote, marker we've been waiting for, the time for arrival of the spacecraft from the level above human to take us to, quote, their world in the literal heavens. Our 22 years of classroom here on planet Earth is finally coming to a conclusion, quote, graduation from the human evolutionary level. We are happily prepared to leave this world and to go with T's crew. If you study the material on this website, you will hopefully understand our joy and what our purpose here on Earth has been. You may even find your, quote, boarding pass to leave with us during this brief, quote, window. We are so very thankful that we have been recipients of this opportunity to prepare for membership in their kingdom and to experience their boundless caring and nurturing.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And this actually, I didn't write this down, but this actually inspired a string of copycat suicides shortly after. People saw this on the news and they were like, shit, I gotta go too. And a lot of people committed suicide.
Holy shit.
It's after just this.
Interesting to me the fact that, like,
including, like, former members committed suicide.
Oh, that makes sense too.
Which is not uncommon in cults. It's like actually suicidality super fucking high.
It's weird to me because they had to keep that website running and they like worded it because they know they were all going to be dead. So they just went through and did a quick website update.
Yeah.
To like keep people knowing about what was going on it's even chilling. Right to the end. And that's fucking weird.
Well, yeah. And like how is it still up? Who's still paying for the domain to keep that shit up? Like what the fuck?
And I thought like isn't suicide technically illegal? By law?
Yeah.
To attempt it?
Yeah.
And, like, isn't that just kind of, like, manipulative for people to do, like, shouldn't that be illegal mm-hmm. for places to do that?
To manipulate yeah. people into suicide? I think we're finally having those conversations mm-hmm. because of things like cyberbullying, wow. right? Yeah. But back in the day, I don't think, unless it was, like, assisted, like, you assisted someone in killing mm. themselves.
Well, you back in the day, it used
because it's just words.
Yeah, it also used to be, I believe I heard, they made it illegal so that way police have the right to break into your house if they need to get yeah. to you.
Great. God,
that's terrifying.
Great.
But that's like that. if you are harmed, doesn't a EMT do that anyway? Break into
yeah.
your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I prefer a fucking EMT.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're kind of
yeah.
spam or kind I heard it's like something about like gaining entry to your place.
Anyway. Yeah. That's terrible. That was very upsetting.
It's fucking scary, dude.
It's terrifying.
And, like, all it seems like to me is, like, the shared delusion of two people that went really, really fucking far.
And, yeah. like, the shared delusion of multiple, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then if, like, people start feeding into your delusion, you start believing that it's a lot more real. And we hear that a lot with people with schizophrenia that, or they have, like, visual or audio hallucinations. Like, if you feed into that, they are going to believe it more heavily, and it's going to further their psychosis.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So, I thought it was an interesting story, and I feel like I knew what Heaven's Gate was, but I didn't yeah, I know
never. I had an idea, but I didn't know about, mm-hmm. gosh, the woman.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither. I had only ever heard about him. Yeah.
I heard, watched or heard a little bit about this on last podcast to the left. So I knew a little bit about it, but I didn't know the full thing. So just hearing the whole thing is very interesting.
It's weird, man. It is a weird thing. Like, we've covered some cults where I'm just like, what the fuck is happening there? You know, this one fucking church of euthanasia, I'm like, kind of makes sense. And then you lost me.
Yeah, like, so bringing the weird too.
Alien thing and you lost me.
Yeah, the both leaders are very similar.
Yeah. So it's just interesting. And then it makes me wonder, like, why did the religion that shall not be named take off the way it did? When this seems so similar, you know what I mean? Like, it's just weird.
Oh my god, it's all just a fucking bunch of baloney. That's what it is.
Oh yeah, it's all a bunch of fucking baloney to fucking abuse people and treat them like shit. But Jesus, come back next week. Naomi's got a story for you. What are you talking about?
I got more queer stuff to talk about.
Come back for that, guys.
All right.
Oh, if you haven't already, 5-star review on Apple Podcast, please.
Please.
You guys have been good about that. We really appreciate it.
Heck yeah. Also, we have an Instagram. You should follow it. The link's in the description, or you can find us at Not a Boogeyman.
Please. We like things back and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And we like to talk to you guys. I love getting little messages and stuff.
And we have lots of Patreon stuff planned as well. That is going to be really fun that you guys should sign up for. And we have lots of secret little episodes, some gaming stuff, some makeup stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Exclusive merch. Stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Merch.
A really cool one really that cool. I spent a really long time on. Please fucking go look badass. At it.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking dope. So if you don't already follow us on Patreon, that'll also be in the description. And we're actually going to do shout outs. We only have one Patreon right now. But we'll be doing shout outs at any level of our Patreon tiers. So it's cheap, y'all. I made them real cheap. So go check it out.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And then our one Patreon shout out is Christy Gardner. We actually know her personally. So, like, thank you for supporting us. Yeah. And you guys should go check out their podcast as well. It's called Hard Landings. They do plane crash stuff. If that's your vibe, go check it out. Come back next week. Bye.
Bye.